coverage right now. It's Cassidy leading by 8, 39-31 against New Lothrop Lady Hornets. And it was a little closer, Mike.
It was, great game through three quarters, but Cassidy just kind of putting it away right now. Just they're up 8 now. They're looking pretty good. They're looking really good defensively. And the one thing I noticed with New Lothrop, only 4 girls on the bench, and I don't know if any of them have played yet. So maybe running out of gas a little bit here.
It is the High School Girls Basketball MHSAA Regional 32 Semifinals live at Sandusky High School. This is game one of this semifinal on a Tuesday night, championship game on Thursday nights. And the winner of this game will take on either Lakeville, who just came in about 20 minutes ago, the Lakeville Falcons, who won their district championship over Genesee. Last week, Sandusky Wolves up against Lakeville coming up next, and that's our live broadcast. Come your way here at 92.5. Our colleagues over at 92.1, WIDL is right next to us.
Yeah, sharing the space with them today, yeah.
Scott Bosley for the Tuscola County Advertiser, who joins us many times on Sports
Live.
Yeah,
the pride of Sandusky. He's actually a Sandusky grad, so I'm sure he's happy to be back here tonight.
We're at the Eddie Fury table.
Yeah.
I noticed my name was taken off. They said it's inside the bathroom somewhere.
Oh.
I don't know.
Someone put it in the urinal or something?
It's on a throne.
Oh.
It's on a throne somewhere, I guess. All right. I got the Chris Wilcox treatment, I guess. So, okay. All right, good game here. About 2 minutes left to go. 39-31 is Cass City leading.
And turnover.
This is something that people want to see. Maybe the Sandusky fans want to see a rematch between these two teams also.
Cass City
was able to pull this out.
Yeah, I think everybody would like to see a rematch. It was such a great game the first time around. Both teams are a lot better than where they were when they played each other the first time. All the way back on the first week of December. So that game was a long time ago. Both teams are a lot better. Cass City looks a lot better tonight.
Yeah.
Especially defensively. They look incredibly good on the defensive end. So I think a lot of people would like to see a rematch.
And Shelby Ignatz is on the floor. She is the big and the tall one here for Cass City.
No call there.
Big push off.
Wow.
Dang.
She even sold it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Ashley Wehner-Palmer. She'll be helping out, keeping stats. She'll be here Thursday night also, because I believe your father's going to probably officiate his 10,000th game.
Yeah, I really need to go back and count. Wouldn't that be cool?
I think it'd be kind of cool, because Al has, how many wins now? You're supposed to be keeping
track
of this.
It's hard to keep track.
We need the Aldemont ticker.
I can't count past 800, so
you can't.
I can't count that high.
Is that what Peck can? Peck's never had 800 students, so you guys kind of
right,
stopped at,
right, yeah,
what,
yeah,
200?
Yeah, yeah,
well, let's say if you do 100 games a season, which he's almost 220, I think, this season already,
yep.
30 years.
Yeah, that's
a lot of games.
Yeah. How many games per week does he do?
Oh, 5 nights a week, double headers.
Yeah.
Wow.
I see them everywhere.
There's
too.
No officials.
I see that crew all over the place.
Yeah, so if you have a good crew, you stick with your crew. Especially, it's nice, the MHSA this year, last year was the first year, actually made it so that your crew, if you have one that you work with all the time, you go into districts with that crew.
Oh,
so you
good.
Don't get broken
yeah.
apart.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of hard once you go into a tournament situation, you're paired with people you don't work with.
Really?
Nice. Yeah. Flow. Yeah.
So now regionals, you're not so much going to be paired with your partners anymore, but districts, they do let you take in your crew, and you can register as a crew for that. So
did not know that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ashley. And
she's
if you need,
our officials expert.
She is.
I take the test.
And by the way, there is no such thing as, people call it a lot from the stands.
Over the back. Oh, my God.
What is over the back, by the way?
It's not. It's a push.
It's nothing,
the call is a push. Yes, there is no such calls over the back. People stop shouting.
So if you want to grab a rebound, you can jump over somebody's back.
You can jump over them as long
want.
As you're not touching them, as long as you're not pushing them.
So if you hear somebody yell, there's no such thing. That's Ashley kicking her head.
Oh, my gosh. It's probably my biggest pet peeve at basketball games. Because I just, there's no such thing in the rule book called over the back.
And if you want a turbo official, hire me.
There you go.
You want for some bad officiating? Go ahead. I'm ready to go.
I think I could do a junior high game, but I don't think I could do a high school game.
I couldn't keep up. I wouldn't be able to run up and down the floor, I don't think.
All right. 8-point lead right now for the Cass City Redhawks girls basketball team, leading New Lothrop 39-31. Well, about a minute and 3 seconds to go here. Our game will follow this one also. When we come back, I'll talk a little about what Sandusky has done throughout the season and as well as the Lakeville Falcons also. I think maybe we'll just keep it here and see if they take time off the clock. Sage Cuthrell, now a senior.
Yeah, it doesn't look like New Lothrop's fouling here. I think they're conceding down 8 under a minute to go.
Down to 50 seconds. Sage Cottrell at the top of the point. Over to Ignash.
Oh, it looks like they are trying to foul and they can't get the call.
A little minor push in the back there that New Lothrop got away with. That's okay.
Oh, man, they're getting away with a lot right now.
Both teams. The rest
there
want to go home.
There we go. Yeah, they got to do two games.
It's the end of the season. They're done.
It's kind of who you want to have the ball in the hands of is Sage Cottrell. She's been making great free throws. A great player throughout the whole season also. What's she doing? She got signed also. What, she can play softball, I believe.
Northwood softball?
Yeah. So many signings happened in the last few weeks that
crazy.
I cannot remember
who's going
where.
This year we've had the most signings. But I believe she's playing softball at Northwood with Bryn Pelega from USA, Caitlin Velas from Brown City,
wow,
Brooke Gordon
awesome
from
team.
North Huron. And I'm pretty sure there's a couple Millington girls on the team as well. Scotty will have to tell us about that one. But, yeah, big thumb connection with Northwood right now.
Back-to-back free throws for Sage Cottrell. That makes it 41-31, a 10-point lead here. Cassie doesn't want to foul. Just let the clock run here with a 10-point lead down to 30 seconds to go here. They lead 41-31 against New Lothrop. New Lothrop takes a three.
Oh,
that one will sit on top
strong.
Of the
I think
backboard.
You just called Sailor her sister's name.
Oh, yeah, Sage, excuse me.
Sailor.
At least
Sailor,
you didn't call her Sandin. So.
Yeah. Or I didn't call her Kyle.
Oh, yeah, Kyle Affer. Yeah,
or Alex. So there we go.
That's okay. I call Gaden Muxlow his sister's name all the time.
Oh, I know, Kendall.
Yeah. I feel so bad.
All right.
Because you're so used to saying it and it rolls off your tongue.
Round of applause here as they count down the waiting seconds. Lou Lothrop will let up and will not foul and let it go here. 41-31 is your final score for Cass City. The win over New Lothrop. Will we have a rematch from earlier in the season? We'll find out when Sandusky takes on Lakeville. Coming up next here, we'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. I'm Eddie Curry, along with the help from Ashley Wiener-Palmer. Mike Gallagher is here from the Sandlake County News. You'll see a full report. By the way, fantastic sports section tomorrow coming on the newsstands. Check that out, man.
Yeah,
I saw the little preview on Facebook there.
Yeah, grab a copy.
Grab a copy, and my dogs will be happy if I have that copy, too, paper copy.
I got to feed myself this week, so grab a couple copies, please.
Okay, I will. I might even need it. All right, we'll be right back here at 92.5.
Tired of your slow internet service that buffers when you're trying to stream a movie? Tired of hearing the internet is out again? Highline has started installing its new fiber to the home service in Sanilac County, and that solves these common internet problems forever. Connect every TV, phone, computer, and more to Highline's internet service, and you'll have the fastest internet connection available anywhere in the U.S. No contracts, unlimited data, and a fiber connection make Highline the best option in the thumb for your home's internet connection. Visit HighlineFast.com today for more information.
Guys are passionate sports fans. In fact, they're so fanatical that our moods and emotions can be linked directly to the wins and losses of our favorite team. But if your team's loss turns into a hole punch through the wall or a remote control chuck through your 4K TV screen, you might be a little too passionate. Fortunately, there's a place to help guys deal with all their feelings like anger, stress, and sadness. At mantherapy.org, you'll find manly tools to help deal with tough life situations like divorce, depression, or a late game meltdown. So the next time you're feeling down and out, visit mantherapy.org. Therapy, the way a man does it. That's at mantherapy.org. Best wishes to the teams in today's game from Dennis McIntyre Insurance. It's no secret that health insurance is one of the biggest expenditures that you'll ever make. And it's also important that you get the right coverage. Dennis McIntyre specializes in health insurance, whether it's for an individual or group coverage. Dennis McIntyre is also certified to sell and assist you on the Affordable Healthcare Exchange. For information, call toll-free 877-648-6730. That's 877-648-6730. For Dennis McIntyre Insurance, serving the Thumb and Blue Water area.
At Marlette Regional Hospital, we've come a long way, so you don't have to.
If you or a loved one are facing a life-limiting illness, United Hospice Service of Marlette Regional Hospital can help. We take great pride in caring for our patients and their families, and it shows. Our hospice program is one of only five in Michigan awarded a five-star rating by our patients' families and caregivers. We are a team of professionally trained healthcare providers and specially trained volunteers focused on putting our patients first, serving as your advocate to ensure that your physical, emotional, and spiritual needs are met. We provide 24/7 medical coverage, all medications relating to your terminal illness, and any equipment that is needed. Care can be provided in your home setting, a skilled nursing facility, assisted living, or in our 6-bed inpatient hospice residence in Marlette. For more information, please contact us today at 1-800-635-7490. United Hospice Service, 5-star care, right here in the Thumb.
Marlette Regional Hospital is an affiliate of United Healthcare Partners, stronger together. Visit us at marletteregionalhospital.org.
Welcome back. Final score 41-31. Cassidy wins over New Lothrop. So I'm sure they're going to be sticking around watching this next game here between these two teams. Let's talk about Lakeville. They won two straight games against Burton Bindle, Burton Atherton. Three straight losses to familiar teams at Sandusky. Carroll lost to them 40-62. Sandusky lost to Carroll, I believe, earlier in the season also. I'm going to look that up right now because that was late in the season, I believe. Sandusky lost to Carroll 56-50 in late January. I think you guys covered that game?
I feel like we did.
Yeah, I think Jonathan covered that game, I remember. And then they had three straight losses. So from that Carroll game, 40-62. So both these teams have lost to Carroll. Lost to Millington, 25-49. Lost to Chesaning, 18-43. I got back in the winning track with a couple straight wins over Byron and Mount Morris, 38-31. A 73-9 win over Mount Morris for Lakeville. New Lothrop here tonight. They just lost to Kansas City, 41-31. They lost that game, 21-51. And then actually had a streak of four straight losses to Duran, Montrose, Ovid-Elsie. And then three straight wins over Perry, Chesaning, Byron again, one of their rivals. And then four straight losses, again, to New Lothrop, a familiar team here. Was a loss to Reese 35-51 for Lakeville. They got the win over Lakers. They played Lakers also. So a couple of, that's three Greater Thumb Conference teams that Lakeville has played. They got the win over Lakeville. They lost to Reese the game before that. One over Pontiac Notre Dame Prep also 35-29. The 46-31 win over Lakers. Lost to Ovid-Elsie, a couple wins to Burton Madison, Genesee in the playoffs, and those are the games that count here. With that win, a 10-point win against Genesee. Wolves also, I believe. Yeah, they're the Wolves also. And the win against Burton Madison Academy for Lakeville. In that game, we'll talk about some of those players who won against Burton Madison 52-31 in the semifinal of the districts for Lakeville. Larissa Gibson, 29 points, 18 rebounds, 12 steals, and 4 assists. Obviously, if you're Sandusky, you're going to want to double-team a player like that of that caliber. But you may not have to because Sandusky, individually, their starters, anybody can be one of the top players. They spread the ball around pretty quick. Grace Gibord, though, has really been on fire in the last couple games.
Yeah, Grace Gibord, but the one I'm looking at tonight is Morgan Taggy. She's a junior, but last time I saw her, she had 18 points, just basically a quiet 18, didn't really see her coming because they spread the ball around so well. It's you got the Jansen girls and Grace Taggy. It just, everything works together really well. When somebody's not, you know, on, the next person is. And that's the great thing about Sandusky, especially their programs. It seems like they always play like this. It's not just one player, it's everybody. If one's not on, the other ones are going to be, so...
Jansen girls, by the way, are really key on really hogging the ball off the boards also, and they like to dish it out also. They share the ball, but this whole team does also. Brooke Newberry is another player for Lakeville you have to look out for. 7 points in that win over Burton Madison Academy. A couple steals also. Stephanie Irwin, 6 points. Mallory Nevadomsky also putting up 4 points, but can get the boards also with 8 rebounds. And Katie Holbrook, 4 points and some rebounds. Annabelle Newberry, I don't think they were brought up or not for this game. I'll have to check for sure, but that's what they've done so far. You know, you have to almost say most people are going to say that Sandusky is going to be heavy favorite in this game due to the common opponents. They did lose to Carroll as well as Lakeville also, but they still play a pretty tough schedule as it is. They took on those tough teams. If they win tonight, they'll probably get that, you know, rematch against Cass City. They lost to them earlier in the season. That's something like to try to do better, but they're not thinking about that. About this game first.
Think about this one first. And something you have to remember about Sandusky is the league they played in this year was not exactly competitive. Let's put it that way. The East was down. And games you would see, you knew that Sandusky was just the team to beat just because of the lack of seniors, lack of talent, lack of just all-around great basketball this year. We just didn't see it. In the West, on the other hand, teams like Cass City, it was a complete. And on the boys' side, it's the same way this year. The East was down, the West was up. It just goes back and forth. But beat that as it may, let's go in another direction. Sandusky, despite not having that competition in the East, I believe they did such a good job at going out of the area and trying to hit games in order to see how they ranked against other teams in other divisions, in other leagues. And you got to chalk that up to just Al DeMott. Like, he knows what he's doing. He knows he needs to do that in order to get ready for the postseason. And I think he's done his job this season so far very well.
All right, the all-time winningest coach in high school girls basketball in the state of Michigan. We'll look at their schedule when we come back here, what Sandusky's competition was throughout the whole season, what they did through the playoffs also. That's Ashley Wiener-Palmer. I'm Eddie Fury. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming at stlacbroadcasting.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jake, technical clerk from the AVS Tech Team Sandusky location. It's well known that keeping your PC safe from spyware, viruses, and hackers is important. However, most people aren't doing enough. During the month of March, you can enter to win a free year of Panda Security from the AVS Tech Team. Two lucky winners will receive a year of premium security protection for their computer, totally free of charge. To enter, simply visit your local AVS Tech Team in Pigeon or Sandusky and fill out an entry form. Whether you're a longtime customer or this is the first time you've heard of us, all are welcome to enter into this Panda Security giveaway.
No purchase necessary to enter. One entry in store per person. For full giveaway rules and conditions, go to absteckteam.com/giveaway. Entries will be accepted through March 31st, and winners will be drawn April 1st, 2023.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Spring is in the air, and it's a great time for a fresh start. When's the last time you said, I really need to do something about my mobile phone service? With Thumb Cellular's new contract-free unlimited plans, you get the best of everything. The phone you want, the data you need, an affordable price, and the quality service you've known for over 30 years. Plus, through the month of March, you get to choose an additional deal that's best for you. Skip early upgrade fees within the last 4 months of an existing 2-year contract, or take 50% off a one-time purchase of AppleCare Plus, or get a free accessory valued at $69.99 or less, or save up to $100 on any new phone. How's that for a fresh start to spring? Our customer care reps are here for you. Visit them at your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro Pigeon, and Sandusky. But hurry, offers valid through March 31st, 2023. Terms and conditions apply. Only from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you. Talk of the Thumb Cellular.
Since 1991, Graff Chevrolet of Sandusky has been serving the Thumb and Blue Water area. The entire Graff team works together to provide you with a perfect car shopping experience. Stop in and talk over your car or truck needs with one of the Graff sales professionals. Get information at a great deal. See the latest Chevrolet cars and trucks. And if they don't have the model you want, you can order it. But more new vehicles are arriving daily. Graff is also your headquarters for certified used vehicles. And if you ever need service, you can depend on the skilled technicians and top technology of the Graff Service Department. For a hometown car shopping experience, it's Graff Chevrolet of Sandusky, located on M46, where they treat you like family.
Graff family, we're making friends.
Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Thank you to all our sponsors. Talk about the opponents that Sandusky had. Started off with two straight wins over Lakers and Burton Bendel. Common opponents between these two teams. Cass City, they lost that one in the third game in overtime, though, by 2 points, 49-51. They'd like to have them back. If they win this game, they might be able to get them back. And then got into Greater Thumb East League play with a win over KPAC, 57-19. Took on the competition in Emily City, one of the top teams in the BWAC. Also, Bad Axe Reese. Two straight wins there, and they made it 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 straight wins for Sandusky at that point, defeating the competition in the Greater Thumb Conference over Bad Axe with a 35-30 win, 34-24 win. Their longtime rivals between those two teams. The win over Deckerville, the win over Vassar, the win over USA, where that's where Al DeMont made the record-setting all-time winningest coach in high school girls basketball. I thought Humber Beach played him tough the second time when Sandusky and Humber Beach played also. I mean, Humber Beach had a really good quarter in the third quarter to get close also, near the end of the second.
Yeah, Humber Beach plays a good half against Sandusky, but hey, Sandusky just outpowered them just because of their bench presence and the ability to come in. And like I said...
And just bad break shots for Humber Beach. They had the shots, you know.
Yeah.
They just didn't
call it. Put it all together.
And they had the win over their... those are the Greater Thumb East opponents. Humber Beach, Ubley, and Marlette all in a row there. And then Brown City, who had a down year this year, 52-22, 38-27 win over Marlette for Sandusky. And over Memphis, before they had their loss in late January against Carroll here on their home court, Adam Moore had a fantastic game against Sandusky, getting that win 56-50. Unfortunately, Carroll lost in the district championship game against Yale, by the way. Yale is hosting their regional semifinal tonight. But after that loss, Sandusky got back on track with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 straight wins. And they got the Greater Thumb East League title. They're looking for a district title to back up that league title also with the wins over KPAC, Ubley, and Humber Beach. Was that tough win over Humber Beach. At Humber Beach, game was delayed. Finally got that game in on the 13th with a 44-34 win. The makeup game against Marlette. Marlette played them tough also, but Sandusky got the win, 59-43, the win over Brown City and Memphis. And then, in the playoffs of the districts, they got the win over KPAC, 62-14, and the win, 49-25, were the Wolves won the district championship, led by Grace Keyboard, the young player here, 17 points, 4 rebounds, 3 steals. Helena Long, 8 points, 5 rebounds, 3 blocks. Brooke Jansen, 6 points, but 10 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. Her sister, Allie Jansen, 4 points, but had 8 rebounds, 4 assists. Morgan Taggy, 4 points, 5 assists, 2 steals. Adelie Kaufman, 2 points and 3 rebounds also for the Sandusky Wolves.
Here's my only concern, Eddie.
Okay.
Okay. We're in playoff time right now.
Yep.
The only team Sandusky has played in the playoffs are KPAC and Memphis. To me, those are easy games for a team like Sandusky.
You're right.
So, how are you going to respond when you have to play a team who's actually going to give you a run? That's the question we got to answer tonight. If Sandusky can, you know, come off of that and not get lackadaisical with those two easy wins over KPAC and Memphis, then I think we got a game. If they kind of let that get to them in the first quarter and let Lakeville get up, it might be hard to come back. It's just a matter of when you see those two wins, that, I mean, to me, that's, that was an easy district for them. So I would like to see them. The boys got put into that district with Cass City and Bad Axe and Harbor Beach and Lakers and USA, and I would have liked to see the Sandusky girls team playing in that district, just because it would have been, I think, a little bit more fun of a district to watch, just because I want to see some good basketball. So we'll see.
And this team played on Saturday also because of the games that were postponed. Many teams had to because of the winter storm on Friday.
Yeah, so less days of rest. I mean...
And ended up having practice on Sunday.
Probably going to pull you in for at least a shoot-around on Sunday.
So, hey, we got a scoring update. Kingston hosting their own regional, 75-10 over New Haven Merritt. You heard right. Kingston will move on to take on the winner of Ubley or Clarkson Everest Collegiate. That game underway. Our game about to get underway. That's the other regional... Seeing like broadcasting coverage area team, so congratulations to Kingston. Ubley will be up next. Detroit Country Day likely got the win over Owosso in Division II, Regional 16 semifinal at Yale. Yale's up against Goodrich, a very good team, by the way, also. Boys basketball started with their season. We are March Magic right now, fully underway right now. You saw some good basketball games in boys basketball. We'll try to fit that in between. But we're going to get ready here for tip-off here when we come back on WBGV 92.5 FM at Sandusky. Wolves girls basketball team up against Lakeville Falcons. We'll be right back.
Best wishes to the area basketball teams and tournament competition from McDonald's of Sandusky and Croswell. They remind you that bagels are back. Take your choice of bacon, sausage, or steak, eggs, and cheese bagels. Be sure to try the new McCrispy sandwich. And back for a limited time only, the ever-popular Shamrock Shake. Your McDonald's favorites can now be delivered right to your home or business with McDelivery by DoorDash. McDonald's of Sandusky and Croswell, where they're hiring smiling faces. Be sure to apply today.
I'm loving it.
Farmers, when spring planting time rolls around, will you be ready? You will be if you get your equipment serviced now before the rush. At Tri-County Equipment, your John Deere dealer, they offer inspections, repairs, and maintenance on all types of equipment. Service work can be done in their shops or in many instances at your home, farm, or work site with their fleet of mobile service trucks. Pickup and delivery is also available. Most of Tri-County Equipment's 11 locations can provide you with comprehensive coverage for all of your agricultural, mowing, and residential equipment service needs. Just call your nearest Tri-County Equipment location to schedule an appointment. Find the location number on the website at tricountyequipment.net/about-us/locations. That's Tri-County Equipment, your John Deere dealer in Sandusky, Marlette, Bad Axe, Carroll, Burton, Lapeer, Fenton, Birch Run, Saginaw, Reese, and Auburn Hills. Visit them online on the website at tricountyequipment.net. Tri-County.
McKenzie Health System is pleased to share that board-certified otolaryngologist Dr. Keith Sharp and audiologist Dr. Angela Lasecki have joined McKenzie ENT to provide ear, nose, and throat care along with audiology services at the Sandusky Clinic. Dr. Sharp will also perform surgical procedures at McKenzie's hospital campus, such as tonsillectomies, adenoid removal, septoplasty, ear tubes, and sinus surgery. Dr. Sharp received his doctorate of medicine from Mount Sinai Medical School in New York and obtained his Master of Science in Physiology at the University of Connecticut. Longtime Sanilac County resident Dr. Lasecki earned her Bachelor of Science degree in psychology with a minor in communication disorders from Central Michigan University, followed by her Doctor of Audiology degree from Wayne State University. Clinic appointments with Dr. Sharp and Dr. Lasecki can be made by calling 810-648-6115. Visit mckenziehealth.org to learn more about Dr. Sharp and Dr. Lasecki, as well as the other surgical and specialty services offered by McKenzie Health System.
Spring is in the air, and it's a great time for a fresh start. When's the last time you said, I really need to do something about my mobile phone service? With Thumb Cellular's new contract-free unlimited plans, you get the best of everything. The phone you want, the data you need, an affordable price, and the quality service you've known for over 30 years. Plus, through the month of March, you get to choose an additional deal that's best for you. Skip early upgrade fees within the last 4 months of an existing 2-year contract, or take 50% off a one-time purchase of AppleCare Plus, or get a free accessory valued at $69.99 or less, or save up to $100 on any new phone. How's that for a fresh start to spring? Our customer care reps are here for you. Visit them at your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. But hurry, offers valid through March 31st, 2023. Terms and conditions apply. Only from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you.
Jump ball won by Lakeville. They lose the ball momentarily and they save it. They are moving from right to left on your radio dial on 92.5 FM. Sandusky Wolves girls basketball team up against Lakeville. Jump ball. Your starters, number 10, Allie Jansen for Sandusky. Number 12, Helena Long. Number 14, Brooke Jansen. Number 22, Morgan Taggy. And number 30, Grace Gieboard. And they have possession right now, shooting it over. Helena Long with a short jumper from the right corner. Misses that one. Loose ball picked up with a rebound. Number 0, the starter, Larissa Gibson, I talked about, for Lakeville Falcons. She'll take the, no, actually, looking for a player underneath. That was number 40, looking for it for Mallory Nevadomsky, and a steal by Sandusky. Taggy swings it over. That was a great skateboard, actually, to number 22, Taggy, to the left corner. Run the perimeter to Helena Long, to number 10, Allie Jansen. A shot from the high post, in and out of the rim. Loose ball picked up, taken away by number 14, Brooke Jansen, and driving to the basket down the right lane. For two, great skateboard. She draws a foul and tries to go for the three-point play. The first score of the game at the 6:52 mark.
That foul's going to be on number 52, Jayla Thompson. That's her first, team first.
Free throw no good by Sandusky. Rebound, Lakeville, number zero, Larissa Gibson. Failing Barrick, also one of your other starters. No, actually, they switched her out. Taken away with a steal by Sandusky. Racing to the board with a shot. Draws the foul and another drop for two. Number 22, Morgan Taggy from the left side of the glass. She'll go to the line for her three-point play attempt. 4-0. Sandusky with the lead. 6:36.
That foul's going to be at number 40, Mallory Nevadomsky. That's her first, team second.
Free throw no good. Rebound pulled down by number 40, Mallory Nevadomsky, one of the starters. Number 52, Jayla Thompson. A steal here by Sandusky. Taggy. Back to keyboard. Back to Taggy for three from the left corner. No good. And number zero, Larissa Gibson with the rebound defensively. Number 22, Stephanie Irwin also in. Sure. Good by number zero, Larissa Gibson, to get the first points for Lakeville. It's 4-2. 6:11 to go here in the first. Keyboard over to Brooke Jansen. Or that's Haley Jansen. Over to Taggy, left corner for three. No good. Number 40 with a rebound, Mallory Nevadomsky. And Larissa Gibson, number zero, down the right lane, will hold up. Loose ball picked up and taken away with a steal. Brooke Jansen with the loose ball for Sandusky. She'll cross the timeline, pass over to number 10, Allie Jansen. Cross court pass to Taggy, back over to Gibord. To the left wing, inside the right wing for two. Hits the back of the rim, no good. Keyboard has a rebound in the middle of the paint. Shot for three, no good by Helena Long. Trying to save him from going out of bounds was Brooke Jansen. And she stepped on the baseline and went out of bounds. So it'll be Lakeville ball. Number 12, Katie Holbrook, also was out here for a starter, I believe. We have some substitutions also coming in. Number 2, Annabelle Newberry. And Larissa Gibson holding up. She kind of falls and tripped over herself and got caught for the travel. A little bit of a stutter step and fell back. And turns the ball over. Number 32 about to come in. Brooke Newberry for Lakeville. In for number 22, Stephanie Irwin. Sideline inbounds pass from the far court side. Keyboard over to number 10, Allie Jansen. Jansen now to Brooke Jansen. Back to Gibord. Cross-court pass and slapped away out of bounds by number 40, Mallory Nevadomsky. It's 4-2. Sandusky leading Lakeville. Our second game of the night, semifinal. The winner goes to the regional championship. Number 14 with the dribble. That is Brooke Jansen. Passes over for a three-point shot attempt by number 12, Helena Long, left wing. Loose ball, last touch by Sandusky. Actually, might have let just that one go. With a missed shot, goes out of bounds, and it'll be Lakeville ball. From the far side, no pressure here for Sandusky. They lead by two, 4-2. 4:50 to go here in the first. Larissa Gibson swings it over to the left corner for three. Number 32 misses that one. Rebound, though, by Gibson. She'll drop it in for two. Draws the foul, but it does not go in. But she'll go to the free throw line for two shots. Trying to tie it up at the 4:42 mark.
That foul's going to be on Allie Jansen. That's her first, team first.
First free throw for Larissa Gibson is good. 4-3. 4:42 to go here. Second free throw attempt to try to tie it up. This one up and good. Our first tie of the game with the free throws by Gibson. 4:35 to go here. Helena Long, cross-court pass to Gibord, back to the top, back to Helena Long at the left wing, over to the right, back to Gibord. A lot of fast passing action. Brooke Jansen with it, double team in the paint, over to Allie Jansen, and Jansen over to the right wing to Taggy. to the elbow into the paint. One-handed shot off the glass, no good. And Gibson with the rebound. Good job here by Lakeville Falcons, really making it tough for Sandusky to attack the paint for the two-pointers. Gibson with the ball at the right wing, over to the high post. From behind, trying to steal it, we'll have a jump ball. Mallory Nevadomsky and Taggy right there, along with Jansen. Jump ball still stays with Lakeville. Number 52, Jayla Thompson to take it out from the baseline, left side of the glass. 4:02 to go, it's 4-4, all tied up between Lakeville and Sandusky. Inbounds pass to the right, low block, up for a shot for two, missed by number 40, Mallory Nevadomsky. Rebound picked up by number 14, Brooke Jansen. Loose ball picked up and saved for a long shot for two. Great ski board for two to take back the lead, 6-4 Sandusky. 3:46 to go here in the first. With the dribble, Larissa Gibson. Gibson to the point, moves her way to the right, hands it off to number 32, Brooke Newberry. Over to number 2, Annabelle Newberry. Almost loses the ball and saved it. She'll go back to the top of the point to reset. Over to Gibson at the right wing. Gets a pick set. She'll go to the elbow right side, and she is trapped. Will hand the ball off to Jayla Thompson and back to Larissa Gibson. 3:15 to go here, and she will reset again. Goes to the right side. Looking for number 0, but she kind of moved out of position. Actually, was number 2, Annabelle Newberry, and number 22 with a steal is Taggy. She'll assist over to the left side of Brooke Jansen, number 14 for 2. It's 8-4 lead now for Sandusky. A 3 minutes and counting to go here. 4-point lead. Back to the largest lead of the game. Gibson with it for Lakeville. She loses the ball again. She'll try to save it and passes it off to number 2, Annabelle Newberry for Lakeville. The Wolf mascot is on the floor here. From the low block, throws it up for 2. Missed by Annabelle Newberry. Rebound, Brooke Jansen picks it up. No, that was Allie Jansen. To Brooke, to Helena Long, to Taggy, to Gibord, back to Taggy, and back to Long. They just pass so much and do it so well. Long shot for 3. Good. Grace Gibord with the field goal, the triple. Make it 11-4. Timeout call by Lakeville. It's 11-4, 2:17 to go here in the first. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jake, technical clerk from the AVS Tech Team Sandusky location. It's well known that keeping your PC safe from spyware, viruses, and hackers is important. However, most people aren't doing enough. During the month of March, you can enter to win a free year of Panda Security from the AVS Tech Team. Two lucky winners will receive a year of premium security protection for their computer totally free of charge. To enter, simply visit your local AVS Tech Team in Pigeon or Sandusky and fill out an entry form. Whether you're a longtime customer or this is the first time you've heard of us, all are welcome to enter into this Panda Security giveaway.
No purchase necessary to enter. One entry in store per person. For full giveaway rules and conditions, go to ebstechteam.com/giveaway. Entries will be accepted through March 31st, and winners will be drawn April 1st, 2023.
Guys are passionate sports fans. In fact, they're so fanatical that our moods and emotions can be linked directly to the wins and losses of our favorite team. But if your team's loss turns into a hole punch through the wall or a remote control chuck through your 4K TV screen, you might be a little too passionate. Fortunately, there's a place to help guys deal with all their feelings like anger, stress, and sadness. At mantherapy.org, you'll find manly tools to help deal with tough life situations like divorce, depression, or a late game meltdown. So the next time you're feeling down and out, visit mantherapy.org. Therapy, the way a man does it.
That's at mantherapy.org.
Another 3-point shot as we come back here from timeout. Grace Gibord with another triple. She made the last one, and it makes it 14-4, a 10-point lead, the largest lead of the game with that triple. Of 1:45 and counting to go here. Make that 1:40. Lakeville on their side of the court. Loose ball picked up again. Turnovers by Lakeville hurting them here. Grace Gibord with it. Swings it over to Helena Law. She'll look for a 3 from the left wing. Hits the back of the rim. Does not drop in. And rebound pulled down by Larissa Gibson. A lot of rebounds from her already.
Seems like she's the only one doing the rebounding.
3-point shot for number 2. Oh, hit the rim. Does not go in. That was a number 2, Annabelle Newberry, from the right corner. Sandusky last touch it as it goes out of bounds underneath the basket, so it's still Lakeville ball underneath the side of the court to the glass. Inbounds pass from the side from the baseline in. Kind of tripped up in a travel call. I think he took an extra step, number 32. Brooke Newberry, turnover. Lakeville, it's Sandusky ball leading by 10, 14-4.
1:05 to go here in the first. Bounce pass over to Morgan Taggy. Over to Helena Long, and kind of out of reach with the steal. Fast break play. Can she get two? Number two? No. Not denied for the layup. Annabelle Newberry taking that shot attempt, and Grace Keyboard gets snuffed out there from behind by Lakeville, but a loose ball again and picked up by Taggy with that loose ball fighting for position and the possession. Sandusky loses the ball again. Another reach in steal by Lakeville. Falling hard to the floor from behind, being run down by number 32. Brooke Newberry was Allie Jansen. She'll get right back up, though. Reverse layup. No good. But put back and dropping it for two, number 40. Mallory Nevadomsky got the loose ball, throws it up for two, took a chance, and got rewarded. She'll try to go for a three-point play. 11-6. 18 seconds to go here in the first.
That foul's going to be on Grace Keyboard. That's her first, team second.
From the free throw line, going for the three-point play, does not get it. Rebound, Allie Jansen, after the missed free throw by number 40, Mallory Nevadomsky, but she got the two. It's 14-6, that is, I meant. 14-6, Sandusky leads. Bounce pass over to the right corner to Morgan Taggy. Looking for another three. Her third one, yes! Same spot. Left wing for three at the buzzer just before 1 second left. And she'll end the first. 17-6 is your lead for Sandusky at the end of the first against Lakeville. We'll be right back.
If you need money to start or expand your business, see us at Exchange State Bank. We've been helping businesses grow and prosper in the Thumb area for over 120 years. Hi, this is Steve Blaschel, commercial lender at Exchange State Bank. We offer down-to-earth financing for area businesses, both large and small. We'll be happy to come right to your business and help arrange a loan that's tailored to your needs and budget. We're friends and neighbors focused on doing what's best for our customers and communities. Give us a call and we'll be happy to go to work for you. Exchange State Bank, with offices in Carsonville, Port Sanilac, Applegate, Sandusky, Deckerville, and Brown City. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender, and rated a 5-star superior bank by Bauer Financial.
All right, welcome back into the first. 17-6. It is Sandusky Wolves girls basketball leading. 17-6. 3-point shot made near the end of the play there by Grace Keyboard, making it 17-6. If you start out the second here, Sandusky with possession takes a shot for three. Morgan Taggy, no good. Put back attempt, and it rolls in. Number 12. Helena Long making it 20-6. Sandusky leading at 7:40 to go here. Lakeville with possession. Long shot for three. Good by number 22 for Lakeville. Stephanie Irwin. It's 20-9. Will I make that? I think she stepped on the line. No, okay.
No, this was 6, so 9.
19-9. Okay. They call back one of the shots here. All right. Sandusky ball. Grace Keyboard to Allie Jansen. Just below the free throw line for two. No good. Loose ball picked up. Last touch by, officials say it is Sandusky ball. 19-9. Sandusky leads Lakeville. Here in the second, 7:04 to go. Sandusky ball. Allie Jansen with the dribble after the inbounds pass to Keyboard. Left to right, over to the elbow, down the right lane. Three-point shot by Helena Law, no good. Morgan Taggy will have it at the left corner and swings it over to Keyboard, back to Taggy. Taggy to Keyboard at the left wing, to the top of the point, into the paint. Back out to Taggy for three, left corner, no good. Rebound, though, Allie Jansen still has it, but a travel call. Maybe a minor knee spin on that play. It'll be Lakeville ball. All right, it'll be Lakeville ball coming down with the dribble. Larissa Gibson They're down right now, 19-9 by 10. Gibson back with it with a three-point shot from the left wing. Hits the rim, no good. Fighting for the rebound, trying to box out. But it goes last touch by Sandusky, apparently. Number 34 is in the game here for Sandusky. Adelie Kaufman. I think that's one of the first subs that we've seen so far for Sandusky from their starters. They've had their starters out there for quite the longest time throughout the whole game.
Some teams only go 6-7. It just depends.
And they're pretty decent deep. They have some good young player here that can step it up. We'll see if they'll need that, though, if Sandusky ever gets in foul trouble. But no, Gibson goes up off balance after that loose ball at the right corner. Oh, an elbow from behind, apparently, by number 34. But I think the call will be on...
It's going to be on Gibson.
On Gibson.
Gibson should have had an offensive foul on that last pass. Yeah. She really pushed off on that one.
And the fans are not happy with that one from the Falcons. And quickly, Sandusky with a quick play. Easy play could have been made there. Whistle is called. It'll be a foul on Sandusky away from the ball, so maybe a little bit of payback there.
Calls me on Brooke Jansen. That's her first team third. And that last foul was on Larissa Gibson for Lakeville, her first team third.
Each team has only made a shot here. 19-9 is your score, a 5:40 to go here in the second. It was 17-6 at the end of the first. Lakeville ball, Gibson at the right corner, three-point range, being challenged by Allie Jansen on defense. Pick set there by number 52, Thompson, down the right lane, number 22. She loses the ball, however, but pick it back up. Goes for a shot. Last touch by Sandusky with a block. The trajectory was going up. It looked like somebody just slapped a hand on it. Thompson to throw it back in for the baseline right side of the glass for Lakeville. Into the right corner to number two, Annabelle Newberry. She loses the ball as two defenders from Sandusky were pat there. Gray Skiboard on her back, king it under the ball. Lakeville tried to take it away. Jump ball stays in favor of Lakeville. 19-9, 5:16 to go here in the second. Inbounds pass to Gibson from Thompson for Lakeville. She'll go around Thompson, goes up with a layup, kind of behind the glass on the left side, misses a shot, rebound. Sandusky, keyboard with the ball at the point. Over to Allie Jansen, to the right corner to number 34, Adelie Kaufman. To Morgan Taggy, left corner. Up top to Allie Jansen, to the high post, to Taggy. Taggy down the baseline, bounce pass, loose ball. Who will have it? Travel call, another movement of the knee there by Allie Jansen. She tried to save the ball from crossing the timeline. And a turnover on Sandusky. It will be Lakeville ball. Just 2 points scored here for Sandusky so far. And three for Lakeville. But it's Sandusky leading by 10, 19-9 here with 4:38 to go here in the first half. Larissa Gibson with the possession for Lakeville. Then number 22 back to Gibson from Stephanie Irwin, but Sandusky will take it away. Gray Skiboard, fast break play, kind of overthrew Brooke Jansen, and back over to Allie Jansen, and back to Brooke again. That went from the elbow left side to the right side of the glass to Brooke Jansen from Allie Jansen for two. Ending that scoring drought, it's 21-9, Sandusky leading. 4:05 to go here in the first half. Gibson with the ball, hands it off to Thompson. Slapping it away was Morgan Taggy, and she'll take it away again against the other number 22. Taggy loses the ball, but hands it over to Keyboard, going for the shot underneath to Sandusky, and they are fouled, and I think it's going to be a shooting foul or not. I do believe it is. It was number 34 going for the attempt with a putback attempt. Adelie Kaufman, and she'll go to the line. 3:51 to go. 21-9. Sandusky leading, trying to add on, and that first free throw miss.
That fall is going to be on number two, Annabelle Newberry. That's her first team fourth.
And there'll be a timeout. 21-9. We'll be right back.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for 1 full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection. Plus, keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Welcome back. Timeout was called. 21-9, 3:51 to go in the first half. Sandusky leading on the free throw line. Do you believe for the second free throw attempt? Adelie Kaufman, the junior for Sandusky Wolves girls basketball team. Free throw up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Larissa Gibson, number 0 in the middle of the paint for Lakeville. Swings it over to number 2. Over to the right corner. She'll move her way back up to the top. That's Annabelle Newberry for Lakeville Falcons. To number 22, a give and go there. A block and rejected there by Morgan Taggy as number 2 got the pass for number 22. Stephanie Irwin to Annabelle Newberry to the right side. Taggy blocked it and went out of bounds. Still Lakeville ball up top to Larissa Gibson at the right wing. Being challenged by Allie Jansen. Took a little bit of an extra step, I think, was number 32. She'll get away with it. And a three-point shot good for the left corner. Larissa Gibson, 21-12. 9-point lead here for Sandusky. Almost loses the ball with Sandusky. They'll save it. 3:10 to go here. And another loose ball picked up by Lakeville, kind of chipping in. Looking for the ball again with the takeaway, but Sandusky will hang on to it. Taggy with it. Frustration there, but we'll have a too close for comfort foul there. A 2:59 to go, 21-12, Sandusky leading. Sandusky ball, number 32 getting called for that foul. Brooke Newberry.
That's her first team, fifth.
Pass for Sandusky after the inbounds. Allie Jansen over to just below the left elbow of a two-point shot. Brooke Jansen, no good, loose ball. Quickly, we will have a jump ball in favor of Sandusky underneath their own basket. 2:42 to go. 21-12 is your score. Morgan Taggy from the baseline, right side of the glass to throw it in. Over to the left side. Shot for two. Brooke Jansen swishes that one from the left corner, making it 23-12 at the 2:35 mark. Sandusky leading. Three-point shot attempt for number 2. No good for the left corner. That ball will go out of bounds. After the missed shot, hit the rim, went over to the right side, out of bounds, and it will be Sandusky ball. That three-point attempt was number 12 or number 2? I think it was number 2. Annabelle Newberry, yep. After the pass from Gibson. Oh, an extra sliding the foot there by Allie Jansen. Turns the ball over after she passed at the keyboard, and kind of slid that back foot. So it'll be a turnover. 23-12, 2:15 to go. Lakeville ball. Gibson with it over to number 32 down the right lane up for an underhand layup shot. She gets it. Number 32, Brooke Newberry, making it 23-14. Full court pressure being applied now by Lakeville Falcons. But Sandusky gets it across the timeline. Brooke Jansen with it at the right wing. Up top to Allie Jansen. And back over to number 22, Morgan Taggy. She'll throw it to the right corner. Grace Keyboard driving to the basket. Throws it up. Got caught for the travel. Was trying to, you know, maybe draw that foul. And she'll turn it over. Lakeville ball. From the baseline, inbounds pass. No pressure from Sandusky. After the inbounds pass for Lakeville, they have possession. Larissa Gibson with it. Being challenged now by Allie Jansen once again at the point with 1.5 to go here. 23-14 in the second period. Sandusky with the lead, trying to reach in with the steal is Allie Jansen. Gibson will just throw it up. And a lot of white jerseys there. And Brooke Jansen will pick it up for Sandusky. Pass over to Grace Gibor to a long shot for two. Left corner, number 12, Helena Long, 25-14. Sandusky leading, 1-0-9 to go in counting. Lakeville with it. Gibson, 25-14. Under a minute now. Gibson swings it over to number 12, Katie Holbrook. Trying to get a pass into Gibson, and a double dribble by Sandusky after they actually took the ball away. Allie Jansen turns it over. It'll be Lakeville ball underneath their own basket now. 51.9 seconds to go, 25-14. From the baseline, number 2 to throw it in. Annabelle Newberry quickly to number 12. Kitty Holbrook to number 32. Brooke Newberry. Newberry over to Larissa Gibson, number 0 for Lakeville. To Annabelle Newberry. Over back to Gibson. She's double-teamed. She'll try to throw up the shot, and she gets that one from the right side of the glass, right underneath, and got it in. 25-16. Gibson with that shot. Turns the ball over. A pass intended from Gibord over to Brooke Jansen. And I think Lakeville had a hand on it, so it went out of bounds, and it'll be Sandusky ball. Inbounds pass quickly to Allie Jansen to Brooke Jansen. Top of the point to Grace Gibord. 25 seconds to go here. Back to Gibord. To number 22, Taggy. Down to 15 seconds. This is what they'll do. They'll take some time off the clock near the end when they have possession with 10 seconds to go. Trying to set up a play here and try to get the last second shot. Helena Long over to Allie Jansen. To the right corner for three. Grace Gibord hits the back of the sideboard. Down to 2 seconds. Last second shot. Good! In the middle of the paint. After a loose ball. Number 14, Brooke Jansen gets it in just in time to make it 27-16 after the steal. And Lakeville had it momentarily at the half. 27-16. Brooke Jansen with that last second shot for two. At the half, Sandusky Wolves girls basketball team leads against Lakeville. 27-16. We'll be back. Halftime stats after a quick commercial break here on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming at sandlakebroadcasting.com. That's Ashley Warner Palmer. I'm Eddie Fury. I'm out of breath. We'll be right back.
Since 1991, Graf Chevrolet of Sandusky has been serving the Thumb and Blue Water area. The entire Graf team works together to provide you with a perfect car shopping experience. Stop in and talk over your car or truck needs with one of the Graf sales professionals. Get information and a great deal. See the latest Chevrolet cars and trucks. And if they don't have the model you want, you can order it. But more new vehicles are arriving daily. Graf is also your headquarters for certified used vehicles. And if you ever need service, you can depend on the skilled technicians and top technology of the Graf Service Department. For a hometown car shopping experience, it's Graf Chevrolet of Sandusky, located on M46, where they treat you like family.
Graf family, we're making friends.
Best wishes to the teams in today's game from Dennis McIntyre Insurance. It's no secret that health insurance is one of the biggest expenditures that you'll ever make. And it's also important that you get the right coverage. Dennis McIntyre specializes in health insurance, whether it's for an individual or group coverage. Dennis McIntyre is also certified to sell and assist you on the Affordable Healthcare Exchange. For information, call toll-free 877-648-6730. That's 877-648-6730. For Dennis McIntyre Insurance, serving the Thumb and Blue Water area.
Farmers, when spring planting time rolls around, will you be ready? You will be if you get your equipment serviced now before the rush. At Tri-County Equipment, your John Deere dealer, they offer inspections, repairs, and maintenance on all types of equipment. Service work can be done in their shops or in many instances at your home, farm, or work site with their fleet of mobile service trucks. Pickup and delivery is also available. Most of Tri-County Equipment's 11 locations can provide you with comprehensive coverage for all of your agricultural, mowing, and residential equipment service needs. Just call your nearest Tri-County Equipment location to schedule an appointment. Find the location number on the website at tricountyequipment.net/about-us/locations. That's Tri-County Equipment, your John Deere dealer in Sandusky, Marlette, Bad Axe, Carroll, Burton, Lapeer, Fenton, Birch Run, Saginaw, Reese, and Auburn Hills. Visit them online on the website at tricountyequipment.net.
Tri-County Equipment.
Tired of your slow internet service that buffers when you're trying to stream a movie? Tired of hearing the internet is out again? Highline has started installing its new fiber to the home service in Sanilac County, and that solves these common internet problems forever. Connect every TV, phone, computer, and more to Highline's internet service, and you'll have the fastest internet connection available anywhere in the U.S. No contracts, unlimited data, and a fiber connection make Highline the best option in the thumb for your home's internet connection. Visit HighlineFast.com today for more information.
McKenzie Health System is pleased to share that board-certified otolaryngologist Dr. Keith Sharp and audiologist Dr. Angela Lasecki have joined McKenzie ENT to provide ear, nose, and throat care along with audiology services at the Sandusky Clinic. Dr. Sharp will also perform surgical procedures at McKenzie's hospital campus, such as tonsillectomies, adenoid removal, septoplasty, ear tubes, and sinus surgery. Dr. Sharp received his doctorate of medicine from Mount Sinai Medical School in New York and obtained his Master of Science in Physiology at the University of Connecticut. Longtime Sanilac County resident Dr. Lasecki earned her Bachelor of Science degree in psychology with a minor in communication disorders from Central Michigan University, followed by her Doctor of Audiology degree from Wayne State University. Clinic appointments with Dr. Sharp and Dr. Lasecki can be made by calling 810-648-6115. Visit mckenziehealth.org to learn more about Dr. Sharp and Dr. Lasecki, as well as the other surgical and specialty services offered by McKenzie Health System.
Smile and say cheeseburger. And for an extra big smile, say DQ Grill and Chill Cheeseburger. The DQ Grill and Chill in Sandusky kicks off the new year by featuring a cheeseburger special. Come in now and get two cheeseburgers for just $5 or two double cheeseburgers for $7. And of course, you can add soft drink and dessert for a complete meal. And any time is a great time for a DQ cake. Order yours today at the DQ Grill and Chill. Open early for breakfast, staying open till 10 Sunday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday till 11. The DQ Grill and Chill on M46 in Sandusky.
Welcome back here. It's halftime, 27-16 at the end of the first. It was Sandusky leading 17-6, 27-16 here. Each team has scored 10 points in that second period, where Sandusky leads the Lakeville Falcons 27-16 in high school girls basketball regional semifinal. Ashley Wainer-Palmer here with your halftime stat report.
All right, let's go with the Lakeville Lady Falcons first. They are 4 of 13 from two-point field goal range for 31%, 2 of 7 from three-point field goal range for 29% total shooting, 6 of 20 for 30%. They are 2 of 3 from the free throw line for 67% for those total 16 points, 5 assists, 2 offensive rebounds, 10 defensive rebounds. They had 5 fouls total in that first half, 2 steals, and 14 turnovers. That's a number I'm going to come back to, Eddie, in just a second. For the Sandusky Wolves, they are 9 of 18 from two-point field goal range for 50%, 3 of 12 from the three-point line for 25%, total shooting 12 of 30 for 40%. They are 0 of 4 from the free throw line, so got to work on those free throws for those total 27 points, 8 assists, 7 offensive rebounds, 5 defensive rebounds, 3 fouls total in that first half, 1 block, 11 steals, and 8 turnovers. So 14 turnovers for Lakeville and 8 for Sandusky. Lots of steal turnover. Still, to me, that's a sloppy game. Or it's nerves.
Maybe.
In the first quarter, I'm going to say it's nerves. But after that, you get it together.
And in between those are I guess you could chipaways, because nobody really has possession at that point. You know, they just get the ball back. But there's a lot of reaching in with their hands there and just kind of knocking it loose. He's probably seen about at least 10 of those total so far.
The one thing I didn't do, and I should have written it as we were going, is I would just be interested to how many times we change possession, the arrow change, because that gives you how many times are jump balls, which equals to me sloppy play because you're just grabbing the ball. But
so both teams have self-inflicted turnovers in the spells also. I know Sandusky, we've already seen a few of those already.
And I'm going to guess that's probably what Al's going to preach in the locker room. He does not like that word turnover. Mm-hmm. So most thing, you can't turn over the ball because that might equal points. And they were lucky that Lakeville did not cap on that and turn them into points on the other end. But in the second half, if they do, that's an easy, get a couple stops, they're back in this game. It's only... 11 points is not a big deal if you can get a couple baskets quick.
All right, and the largest lead of the game is by 10 points earlier. 14-4. And I do believe maybe by at least 12 also at one point, 21-9 for Sandusky. Right now they lead 27-16 as we get ready here for the second half. The winner of this game will take on Cass City Redhawks on Thursday night for the regional championship game right here at Sandusky High School. We'll be right back for the second half action.
Spring is in the air, and it's a great time for a fresh start. When's the last time you said, I really need to do something about my mobile phone service? With Thumb Cellular's new contract-free unlimited plans, you get the best of everything. The phone you want, the data you need, an affordable price, and the quality service you've known for over 30 years. Plus, through the month of March, you get to choose an additional deal that's best for you. Skip early upgrade fees within the last 4 months of an existing 2-year contract, or take 50% off a one-time purchase of AppleCare Plus, or get a free accessory valued at $69.99 or less, or save up to $100 on any new phone. How's that for a fresh start to spring? Our customer care reps are here for you. Visit them at your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. But hurry, offers valid through March 31st, 2023. Terms and conditions apply. Only from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you.
If you need money to start or expand your business, see us at Exchange State Bank. We've been helping businesses grow and prosper in the Thumb area for over 120 years. Hi, this is Steve Blaschel, commercial lender at Exchange State Bank. We offer down-to-earth financing for area businesses, both large and small. We'll be happy to come right to your business and help arrange a loan that's tailored to your needs and budget. We're friends and neighbors focused on doing what's best for our customers and communities. Give us a call and we'll be happy to go to work for you. Exchange State Bank with offices in Carsonville, Port Sanilac, Applegate, Sandusky, Deckerville, and Brown City. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender, and rated a 5-star superior bank by Bauer Financial.
All right, welcome back. Second half action here in the third period. It's 27-16. Sandusky Wolves girls basketball team with the lead. Lakeville made a nice trip here. I like the fans section here. They're in the yellow and black with the little tassel pom-poms. Is that correct of what they are? Because Ashley, you're the expert in that field as a cheerleader, right?
That's not a real pom-pom. That is a fan pom-pom. Yep, okay. You're right. Tassel pom-pom.
Okay, I like pom-poms. All right, Lakeville, from left to right on your radio dial. Loose ball, taken away with a steal by Allie Jansen. So handed over to Grace Keyboard and back over to Allie Jansen. True point guard here for Sandusky. Back to Grace Keyboard, right wing. To the left side to Morgan Taggy, to Jansen, to Keyboard around the perimeter. Over to the right corner, Helena Long. Back to Keyboard and back to Allie Jansen. So quick passing here is what Sandusky has to do to look for an open shot, because I think Lakeville's done a really good job, at least the inside. And you saw that block right there by Gibson with a rejection on Sandusky. I do believe that was Gibor going down for the shot, or possibly Taggy. And they turn the ball over just like that and gives it right back to Sandusky. Right slide, line in on Bass. A little bit of pressure there by number 22, Stephanie Irwin. But Haley Jansen gets to the timeline. Cross-court pass right corner to Taggy for three. Hits the rim, no good. Put back, Brooke Jansen. She gets the 4 straight points because she made the last second shot to take the lead, 29-16. Sandusky lead with 6:57 to go here. Larissa Gibson at the point for Lakeville. And with the dribble to the left wing. Three-point range to Jayla Thompson. Jayla Thompson will go into the right lane, loses the ball after being slapped away by Sandusky. Looking for a fast break, but Lakeville gets back there quickly. And Sandusky will hold up. Allie Jansen from Keyboard. Left side open was Helena Long. She goes for the shot from the left, will block, but she is fouled. And she'll go to the line for 2 points.
Foul's going to be on zero, Larissa Gibson. That's her second, team first for the half.
First free throw, no good by Helena Long, number 12. all the
Sandusky
starters.
Sandusky still hasn't made a free throw.
They haven't?
No.
Wow. Rare. All the starters are back here for Sandusky.
There you go. Now they got one.
You ended the drought.
Maybe it was opposite. I didn't give her the curse. I ended the drought.
Yeah. 30-16. Largest lead of the game now by 14 for Sandusky. Lakeville with possession. High post. Kind of floater from the free throw line. It popped out. A shot taken by Gibson. That ball will go out of bounds. And it will be Sandusky ball. Substitution coming in. Number 12, Katie Holbrook coming in is number 2. Annabelle Newberry, alum number 22 out on the floor. Stephanie Irwin, number 40 on the floor. Mallory Nevadomsky, number 0, Larissa Gibson. And number 52, Jayla Thompson. Sandusky with possession. Left low block for 2, and it drops in after the pass and the assist to Helena Long for 2. I do believe it was Taggy or Keyboard.
That was Allie Jansen.
I was totally wrong on that one.
Yeah.
16-point lead now. 5:45 to go here in county. Long shot for 2, left corner. Hits the rim. No good by number 40, Mallory Nevadomsky. And picked up by Sandusky. Fast break play attempt. Taggy will go up. She draws a foul. Down the left wing. Big Ten men's tournament starts tomorrow. Pretty excited. Duke also starts tomorrow also.
They got a bye first 2 rounds. So.
So did Michigan State. How about that? First free throw is good by Taggy. Is that her first point scored?
She's got 3.
Okay. Second free throw, no good. Rebound. A good box out there for Taggy. After she misses a free throw, she'll get the...
She gets her own rebound. Nice.
Over to Allie Jansen from Gibord. Brooke Jansen at the high post. And Helena Long finds an open spot in the middle of the paint with a little bit of a... Float over the one-hander in front of the rim for 2. 35-16. 5:10 to go here. Sandusky leading the third. They've maintained the lead since that 4-4 tie at the 3:46 mark in the first period. Travel called on Lakeville on Jayla Thompson. A turnover, and it'll be Sandusky ball. It's the Sandusky student section. Having some fun there. 4:53 to go. Sandusky with possession. Gibord with the ball. Swings it over to the left side to Morgan Taggy. To Helena Long. To Gibord at the right wing. And foul called. I think the arm might have caught the face. No. No, it's
offensive
all actually
ball.
Sandusky. All right, 4:39 to go here. 35-16. The district semifinals of boys basketball is tomorrow also in our coverage area. You can go to our Sandlight Broadcasting website, see the list of the scores and who's playing who. Turnover by Lakeville. That goes out of bounds. It'll be Sandusky ball after Sandusky lost it with a foul. Coming in is number 3, Fallon Barrick. Number 2 in the floor, also Annabelle Newberry. And in the middle of the court, inbounds pass here by Sandusky. Number 40, Mallory Nevadomsky on the floor. Number 32, also Brooke Newberry, along with Larissa Gibson, number 0. Down the right lane, up for 2. Morgan Taggy, 37-16. No points scored here by Lakeville here in the third with 4 minutes to go. Gibson with it at the right wing for Lakeville. She'll move in. Double team at the right low block and somehow gets a shot in for 2, ending the drought. 37-18. Sandusky leads, 3:45 to go and counting. Long shot for 2 with the miss by Sandusky. Rebound Lakeville. Gibson down the left lane, up for 2 again, and she'll draw the foul. And she'll go to the free throw line for her 2-point shot attempt. They're going to give her 2? Yeah, that was a shooting foul. That one up. And good. 37-19. Foul was on who?
Number 10, Allie Jansen.
Free throw miss. Rebound, number 14, Brooke Jansen. After that free throw miss, it's 37-19. Sandusky leading. Pass over to Morgan Taggy. Reach in to knock it out of bounds. It's number 3, Fallon Barrick for Lakeville. Still Sandusky ball, right sideline. Inbounds past her side of the floor into Allie Jansen and knocked out of bounds also. Oh, but off the leg of Allie Jansen. Number 2 right there to kind of slap that ball out of her hand, and the ball went off her leg, goes out of bounds, and Lakeville will take possession. Larissa Gibson, number 0 for Lakeville Falcons with the ball at the point. She'll go for 3 and take it. Swishes that one, 37-22. 15-point lead, a 3-point shot by Gibson, number 0. We're about 3 minutes to go here in the third. Allie Jansen being close to the defending. Over to Grace Giebord. Giebord races her way for the left into the paint. Goes for a shot or to the basket and will be fouled. I don't think there was a shot attempt there.
No, it looked like it was on the floor, but maybe they thought she was making a move towards the basket.
How do you judge that? The first free throw is no good by Grace Giebord. 37-22, 2:54 to go. Second free throw, good. 38-22, 2:55 and counting. Sandusky leading by 16. Gibson again, passing to the paint. The number 3 going for a shot. Couldn't get it up quick enough. You got to be quicker than that, as it was a steal and slapped away there by Helena Long over to Giebord.
If she wouldn't have hesitated, she probably would have had a nice clean shot there.
Got to be quicker on that, especially when you had 3 Sandusky defenders in there. Good reach-in steal attempt there by number 32. And taken away. Could have been a momentarily jump ball. Lakeville will find it loose. Loose ball, and it almost went out of bounds. A little bit of panic there, and Gibson will settle them down for Lakeville. 2:10 to go here. They have possession, Lakeville, with it, 38-22. Gibson over to number 3, taking her eyes off the ball again. She is a sophomore, Fallon Barrick. I'll give her that. 3-point shot for number 40. Does not go in. Had a good look at it. Hit the rim. Rebound Sandusky after the miss shot by number 40, Mallory Nevadomsky. Another sophomore. So you're seeing a lot of young players on this team, including Larissa Gibson. I see no seniors on this team. The whistle is called. There'll be a foul on Sandusky after Lakeville took the ball away from Sandusky with 1:45 to go. Timeout call. We'll be right back here. 38-22, Sandusky leading.
Hi, this is Jake, technical clerk from the AVS Tech Team Sandusky location. It's well known that keeping your PC safe from spyware, viruses, and hackers is important. However, most people aren't doing enough. During the month of March, you can enter to win a free year of Panda Security from the AVS Tech Team. 2 lucky winners will receive a year of premium security protection for their computer totally free of charge. To enter, simply visit your local AVS Tech Team in Pigeon or Sandusky and fill out an entry form. Whether you're a longtime customer or this is the first time you've heard of us, all are welcome to enter into this Panda Security giveaway.
No purchase necessary to enter. 1 entry in store per person. For full giveaway rules and conditions, go to avstechteam.com/giveaway. Entries will be accepted through March 31st, and winners will be drawn April 1st, 2023.
Guys are passionate sports fans. In fact, they're so fanatical that our moods and emotions can be linked directly to the wins and losses of our favorite team. But if your team's loss turns into a hole punch through the wall or a remote control chuck through your 4K TV screen, you might be a little too passionate. Fortunately, there's a place to help guys deal with all their feelings like anger, stress, and sadness. At mantherapy.org, you'll find manly tools to help deal with tough life situations like divorce, depression, or a late-game meltdown. So the next time you're feeling down and out, visit mantherapy.org. Therapy, the way a man does it. That's at mantherapy.org.
All right. After the inbounds pass and timeout call by Sandusky, Lico had the ball, and Sandusky took it away. The foul was committed by number 32, Brooke Newberry. Inbounds pass for Sandusky from the right sideline in front of the Lakeville bench, and they'll get to their past the timeline. Sandusky with possession. They lead 38-22 with 1:15 to go here in the third period.
Over to the right corner. Over to Taggy. Slapped away with a block by number two, Annabelle Newberry, the freshman. But Sandusky takes possession back. Another try to steal tip by number three, but she'll get called for the foul. Phelan Barrick, I think. Or was it Sandusky? Another offensive foul.
It's going to be 22 Morgan Taggy. That's her first, team fourth.
Down to 55 seconds to go here in the third, 38-22. Sandusky leading Lakeville. Lakeville with possession. Got to take advantage of these possessions and turnovers. That's a quick jump ball there. In possession of Sandusky. Young team as I'm looking at this roster here for Lakeville, as well as for Sandusky, other than their three seniors here. So a lot of returning players from both sides here. 43 seconds to go here. Taggy over to Brooke Jansen, right wing. She'll hand it off to Helena Long to the right side. Helena Long goes at a point, down to 33 seconds to go here. And now over to Morgan Taggy, left wing. We'll have a foul on number two. Got a little bit too close. It's not the prom, Annabelle Newberry. 38-22, 29.2 seconds to go here in the third. Sideline inbounds pass from Taggy into Brooke Jansen to Taggy back again. Left side to loses the ball, go out of bounds. And turnover. Taggy kind of talked to herself, hey, give me a call here. It'll be Lakeville ball. Inbounds pass, Gibson back with it. Down to 20 seconds. Need a good shot here for Lakeville, 38-22. She'll move in from the right wing over to number two. Goes for a shot. Loose ball picked up by Gibson. And does it roll in? No. Down to 8 seconds. Loose ball picked up by Sandusky. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. Layup for two. Good by Helena Long to end the third on a fast break 2-point shot. 40-22. Sandusky leading against Lakeville. We'll be right back for a final frame.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Best wishes to the area basketball teams and tournament competition from McDonald's of Sandusky and Croswell. They remind you that bagels are back. Take your choice of bacon, sausage, or steak, eggs, and cheese bagels. Be sure to try the new McCrispy sandwich. And back for a limited time only, the ever-popular Shamrock Shake. Your McDonald's favorites can now be delivered right to your home or business with McDelivery by DoorDash. McDonald's of Sandusky and Croswell, where they're hiring smiling faces. Be sure to apply today. I'm loving
it. Welcome back here, starting the fourth period. Lakeville trying to go for a shot, but it's knocked loose by Sandusky. It goes out of bounds, last touched by Lakeville. Apparently it'll be Sandusky ball. Taggy kind of stopped dribbling and had to almost pull her foot there, but stopped and passes it over to Grace Keyboard as they're inside of their court. Right to left. Sandusky leading, starting off the fourth here, 40-22. Taggy with it. Still the same starters here. Oh, wait, we do have number 34 back out here. Adelie Kaufman on the floor here for Sandusky. That's Allie Jansen over to Grace Keyboard. Bounce pass to Brooke Jansen at the right elbow. We'll pull out to the top of the point here to Adelie Kaufman. Bounce pass into the paint to Allie Jansen. Long shot for two. Swishes it from the free throw line. Brooke Jansen for two. First point scored in the fourth. 6:55 to go here. It's 42-22. Sandusky leads. 20-point lead here. Lakeville with possession. Mallory Navodomsky, the number 12. Katie Holbrook over to number 3. Anna Levy Fallon Barrick. And a whistle was called after the pass to Mallory Navodomsky. We have a foul, apparently, on Sandusky. Coming out is number 3, Fallon Barrick, in for number 52, Jayla Thompson. Coming out is Grace Gieboard. 3 fouls now on Allie Jansen for Sandusky. Thompson's got to get before the time. Just got it in, just in the nick of time. Throwing it up for 2. She got called for the travel after the inbounds pass to number 12, Katie Holbrook. Another turnover here by Lakeville. Otisville Lakeville, by the way, but they say Lakeville pretty much. For the Falcons, inbounds pass. Sandusky feeling the pressure. Foul's called. Number 12 committing the infraction. That is Katie Holbrook. After Morgan Taggett was dribbling it down the left side of the court, she'll throw it in. Left side of the sideline. And the number 1 in the game now, Maggie Kineff, the freshman, is in the game here for Sandusky. Slapped away by Gibson. 2-on-1. She'll go between 2 defenders. Draws a foul. And she'll go to the line for free throws.
That's going to be 4 for Allie Jansen.
First free throw is good. First point scored, I believe, in the 4th. 42-23 after that free throw by Larissa Gibson.
Grace Gieboard got about a 2-second break before she's right back in for Allie Jansen.
Second free throw good. 42-24. Sandusky leading. Back-to-back free throws by Larissa Gibson of Lakeville. Morgan Taggy with the ball at the point. Number 1, Maggie Kineff still out there. Along with Grace Gieboard, number 34, Addie Kaufman, going to the basket around the right lane. No good. Rebound, Lakeville. Loose ball, and she'll get it over to Gibson. Gibson races it away. Be 3-on-2 situation. It'll go up for a shot. And it'll be Lakeville ball. Blocked by Grace Gieboard, it looked like. She had maybe a little bit of an arm on there, but I'm not on the floor. I can't see that. Plus, I need to wear my glasses.
Yeah, I was going to say, wear your glasses, Eddie.
Left side of the glass, no good. Shot attempt by Lakeville. I think that was Thompson going for a shot. I believe so.
Gibson, 0.
Yep. Taggy with it for Sandusky. 5:35 to go. 42-24. Bounce pass into Brooke Chance in the middle of the paint. She'll go for the left side. Blocked by Gibson. Just kept her sharp eye on that ball and followed it like a cat watching a light on the wall.
Nice analogy.
You know what I'm talking about, right? They just, Lakeville, I think that's the first time I ever used it.
Good job.
Lakeville, Larissa Gibson. Swings it over to number 40, left side. Into the left corner, number 12, Holbrook. Back to number 22, down the left lane, Stephanie Irwin. Into number 2, swishes it, number 12. Katie Holbrook with a 2-point shot left corner. 42-26. Full court pressure applied by Lakeville. Gieboard with it. Over to 2, number 1, Maggie Kineff. She'll give it over to Brooke Jansen to the left side to the point. And Grace Gieboard right wing. 4:50 to go here in the game. Stolen away, almost taken away by Lakeville, but saving it. Allie Kaufman, loose ball off her foot. Picked up by number 22, Stephanie Irwin. And Gibson will take over. Goes to the basket all by herself. Good. Got past her players. 42-28. Timeout called. 42-28. Sandusky leading. 4:31 to go. We'll be right back.
Farmers, when spring planting time rolls around, will you be ready? You will be if you get your equipment serviced now before the rush. At Tri-County Equipment, your John Deere dealer. They offer inspections, repairs, and maintenance on all types of equipment. Service work can be done in their shops or in many instances at your home, farm, or work site with their fleet of mobile service trucks. Pickup and delivery is also available. Most of Tri-County Equipment's 11 locations can provide you with comprehensive coverage for all of your agricultural, mowing, and residential equipment service needs. Just call your nearest Tri-County Equipment location to schedule an appointment. Find the location number on the website at tricountyequipment.net/aboutus/locations. That's Tri-County Equipment, your John Deere dealer in Sandusky, Marlette, Bad Axe, Carroll, Burton, Lapeer, Fenton, Birch Run, Saginaw, Reese, and Auburn Hills. Visit them online on the website at tricountyequipment.net. Tri-County.
Full court pressure applied by Lakeville. They made the last 2 points, 42-28, Sandusky. Kainef with the ball over to number 30, Grace Gieboard for Sandusky. Lakeville trying to turn it up here. 4:19 to go in the game. To number one, Maggie Kainef, the freshman from the high post for two, hits the back of the rim, no good. Saving it was Brooke Jansen, and it's Taggy for three from the left wing, no good. Trying to get the rebound, number 34. She gets called for the foul. Someone got called for the foul on Sandusky. And I do believe it might have been on number 34, Adelie Kaufman, after taking possession. Lakeville ball, 42-28. Substitutions coming in. It's number two coming in, Annabelle Newberry.
Yeah, it should be a 1-1.
Okay. So, because, yes, there's seven fouls now in Sandusky. Kind of missed that one there. And she'll go to the free throw line, Larissa Gibson. Free throw rolls in. She'll get her bonus. 42-29 now. A little interesting, getting a little closer here. It's a good lead right now by 13. Second free throw rolls in. I like how that tip falls back and kind of rolls, get that forward motion in. It's 42-30. Sandusky leading by 12 against Lakeville with 4 minutes to go here. Free throws by Larissa Gibson. Number zero making those back-to-back. Sandusky ball. Grace Skiboard with it. After the pass from Maggie Kainef from the right side. Three-point range. She'll move away to the left side to Taggy. Taggy to the high post to the free throw line. Underhand pass to Kainef to the top of the point. Over to Grace Skiboard left side. Skiboard attacking. Goes for two inside. Left wing does not drop. Rebound picked up by number 40, Mallory Nevadomsky, over to Gibson. Gibson will slow up, set it up, but with 3:25 to go here, got to do something quick here. 42-30, Sandusky leading. Nevadomsky with it, goes to the glass, lays it up for two. Left side, 42-32. Timeout called. It's 42-32, 10-point lead now for Sandusky. We'll be right back, 3:12 to go here in the game.
McKenzie Health System Outpatient Services offers a wide variety of medically prescribed infusion IV therapy treatments that can be life-changing for many. Patients with certain conditions such as anemia, autoimmune disorders, dehydration, gout, infections, inflammatory diseases, iron deficiency, osteoporosis, and non-healing wounds can benefit tremendously from infusion therapy. Fluids, medications, and nutrients are quickly and efficiently delivered to patients through an IV. McKenzie offers antibiotics, supplements such as iron, blood transfusions, and IV hydration treatments are professionally monitored and provided in a relaxing, private, and safe environment with the comforts of home, including warm, heated blankets, restful recliners, TV, and Wi-Fi. To learn more about infusion IV therapy at McKenzie Outpatient Services, including insurance coverage and availability, call 810-648-6165.
Smile and say cheeseburger. And for an extra big smile, say DQ Grill and Chill Cheeseburger. The DQ Grill and Chill in Sandusky kicks off the new year by featuring a cheeseburger special. Come in now and get two cheeseburgers for just $5 or two double cheeseburgers for $7. And of course, you can add soft drink and dessert for a complete meal. And any time is a great time for a DQ cake. Order yours today at the DQ Grill and Chill. Open early for breakfast, staying open till 10 Sunday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday till 11. The DQ Grill and Chill on M46 in Sandusky.
Back with the inbounds pass. Sandusky with possession. Ellie Jansen at the point will hold up at the right elbow. Bounce pass over to Gieboard in the right corner. She's being challenged by number two defensively. Morgan Taggy will attack the glass. She stops. Be a foul on offensively by Taggy. I think the elbow came down.
or a push
her shoulder was in it. Yeah.
And it will be an offensive foul. That's 8 fouls on Sandusky. That's an offensive foul, so I don't think they go to the line offensive fouls here. So 2.5 to go. It's 42-32 into the middle of the paint. Going for a shot. Trying to draw a foul. And it'll be knocked out of bounds by Sandusky in the paint with a shot attempt by number 2, Annabelle Newberry for Lakeville. Inbounds pass. Jayla Thompson to throw it in. And to number 40 off the right side of the glass. Had a good look. Kind of forced it way too much. Sandusky comes out with the rebound. Feeling the four-court pressure. Crossing the timeline. She crossed over. Came back. Turnover by Sandusky. Back to Lakeville ball. 42-22. 2:21 to go here. Lakeville ball again. They have a chance to maybe make get within maybe a three-point shot, two-point shot at least. We'll see. They're down by 10. Sandusky leading 42-32. Gibson with it at the right wing. She'll go in. Floats it up for 2. Swishes it. Inside the right wing. 42-34. Down to 2 minutes to go and counting. 8-point lead for Sandusky. Comeback here by Lakeville. Drawing to the paint. And it does not drop in. Allie Jansen will go to the free throw line for 2 for Sandusky. We'll be right back.
Tired of your slow internet service that buffers when you're trying to stream a movie? Tired of hearing the internet is out again? Highline has started installing its new fiber to the home service in Sanilac County, and that solves these common internet problems forever. Connect every TV, phone, computer, and more to Highline's internet service, and you'll have the fastest internet connection available anywhere in the U.S. No contracts, unlimited data, and a fiber connection make Highline the best option in the thumb for your home's internet connection. Visit HighlineFast.com today for more information. All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Lakeville called a timeout. First free throw attempt by Ellie Chancing is a miss. 42-34. Second free throw up and no good. Rebound will be brought down by Lakeville. Jayla Thompson. Here comes Gibson with 1:45 to go. Almost carried the ball. The official says no. She had more top hand on the ball. Number 40 has the ball. Goes to the right elbow. Over to Thompson. Open look for 2. Good! Number 40, 42 to 36. Within 6 points. Number 40, Mallory Nevadomsky makes a move and gets it in at the 130 mark in counting. Jansen over to Brooke Jansen. 3-point shot. Great ski board. Out of bounds. Lakeville ball. From the far side, it's 42-36. 6-point lead. 2 possession lead for Sandusky with 1:16 to go. Lakeville, Gibson with it. Calling out a play. Trying to get something set up. Looking for a 3. No, she'll go to the glass for a layup for 2. And it does not drop. Put back attempt. Goes in for 2. Marissa Gibson, 42-38. 1 minute to go in the game. 4-point lead here for Sandusky. Feeling the pressure to get to this side of the court. Brooke Jansen over to Ellie Jansen. 50 seconds to go here. And with the foul, that's number 2. That's her 5th foul there. And that is Annabelle Newberry. She's the one that got a little bit of a hype. She's a freshman. And I think she just kind of got a little bit too close. I don't know if she wanted the foul or not. But 49 seconds to go here. Very important free throw here. It's 42-38. Sandusky leading with 49 seconds to go. Allie Jansen, 8 fouls apiece. That was a miss. Lakeville with possession after the free throw miss on the 1-1.
Gibson with the ball, trying to lay it up for two. She is fouled, and she'll go to the line. She misses a shot, but she'll go to the line, 42-38, 42.9 seconds to go in the game. And Gibson on the free throw line.
She is 7-for-8 tonight from the free throw line.
And these are the free throws that kind of hit the rim and kind of roll.
They roll
forward.
In, yep.
All right. Nerve-wracking here. 42 seconds to go, and the first free throw, no good. Hit the side of the rim, went to the right. She'll get her second free throw attempt because it was a shooting foul. Ooh. Trying to get that one back, and second free throw, no good, rebound. Lewandowski, not for two. Lewandowski, number 40, 42-40. A comeback here by Lakeville. Timeout called. Sandusky will be right back with 36 seconds to go.
Spring is in the air, and it's a great time for a fresh start. When's the last time you said, I really need to do something about my mobile phone service? With Thumb Cellular's new contract-free unlimited plans, you get the best of everything. The phone you want, the data you need, an affordable price, and the quality service you've known for over 30 years. Plus, through the month of March, you get to choose an additional deal that's best for you. Skip early upgrade fees within the last 4 months of an existing 2-year contract, or take 50% off a one-time purchase of AppleCare Plus, or get a free accessory valued at $69.99 or less, or save up to $100 on any new phone. How's that for a fresh start to spring? Our customer care reps are here for you. Visit them at your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro Pigeon, and Sandusky. But hurry, offers valid through March 31st, 2023. Terms and conditions apply. Only from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you.
Coming out of the timeout by Sandusky. They'll throw it in from the far side. Their lead down 42-40 now. Comeback here by the Falcons flying through this fourth quarter. Down to 35 seconds to go in the game. Foul committed by Gibson quickly on number 30, Grace Gibord. That will be the 10th foul now.
It's 9 for them.
Oh, it's just, I thought, okay, you're right. They had 8. Okay, yep. Sandusky has 9. Yeah.
If I were Lakeville, I'd be fouling.
Big shot right there. 43-40.
I think I'd be fouling Ellie Jansen just because she hasn't really hit anything from the free throw line tonight. So I'd be looking for her.
Very big shot here. It'll be a 2-possession lead. Sandusky pulling her players back. All Lakeville up here. Second free throw good. 44-40. Grace Gibord making back-to-back free throws. Lakeville with the ball. Gibson with it. Down to left lane. Floater for two from the elbow. No good. Rebound pulled down by Sandusky. Helena Long foul committed by number 12. And they'll go to the line. We'll be right back.
If you need money to start or expand your business, see us at Exchange State Bank. We've been helping businesses grow and prosper in the Thumb area for over 120 years. Hi, this is Steve Blaschel, commercial lender at Exchange State Bank. We offer down-to-earth financing for area businesses, both large and small. We'll be happy to come right to your business and help arrange a loan that's tailored to your needs and budget. We're friends and neighbors focused on doing what's best for our customers and communities. Give us a call and we'll be happy to go to work for you. Exchange State Bank with offices in Carsonville, Port Sanilac, Applegate, Sandusky, Deckerville, and Brown City. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender, and rated a 5-star superior bank by Bauer Financial.
Gibson with a ball, number 22 for three, hits the rim, no good, after the second free throw was missed by Sandusky. Last touch by Sandusky, 45-40, one of those free throws was made, so a 2-possession lead here for Sandusky. Inbounds pass for Lakeville on their side of the floor. Thompson to throw it in, and smartly, Saul time is running out, throws the ball against Helena Long, and it goes right out of bounds on the inbounds attempt by Lakeville with 14 seconds to go in the game. Inbounds pass into number 40. Nevadomsky will throw it up for no. She will be fouled, trying to move her arms up with 11 seconds to go. And that's 10 fouls now on Sandusky. Those last two free throws by Gibson, really costly. We'll see if number 40, Mallory Nevadovsky, will help close his lead here, hits and misses a free throw. Three straight missed free throws here by the Falcons. 45-40, 11 seconds to go. That one is good. 45-41, timeout called. Sandusky leading with 11 seconds to go here by four. We'll be right back.
At Marlette Regional Hospital, we've come a long way, so you don't have to.
If you or a loved one are facing a life-limiting illness, United Hospice Service of Marlette Regional Hospital can help. We take great pride in caring for our patients and their families, and it shows. Our hospice program is one of only five in Michigan awarded a five-star rating by our patients' families and caregivers. We are a team of professionally trained healthcare providers and specially trained volunteers focused on putting our patients first, serving as your advocate to ensure that your physical, emotional, and spiritual needs are met. We provide 24/7 medical coverage, all medications relating to your terminal illness, and any equipment that is needed. Care can be provided in your home setting, a skilled nursing facility, assisted living, or in our six-bed inpatient hospice residence in Marlette. For more information, please contact us today at 1-800-635-7490. United Hospice Service, five-star care right here in the Thumb.
Marlette Regional Hospital is an affiliate of United Healthcare Partners, stronger together. Visit us at MarletteRegionalHospital.org.
2 seconds goes off the clock after the inbounds pass and the timeout called by Lakeville. Sandusky gets fouled quickly by Lakeville with 9.2 seconds to go here on the free throw line. Morgan Taggy, it's 45-41, 4-point lead, and make that a 5-point lead. 46-41, a little bit more cushion there with point. That's 9.2 seconds to go here in the game. Second free throw, no good. Lakeville had it, but Taggy has it. With the rebound, she'll be fouled quickly. And she makes another one. Two long 3-point shot attempt. We extend the lead here. Sandusky pulling two players back. Both teams 10 plus fouls. Two free throw attempts here now for Taggy once again. First one up and good. 47-41. Entertaining game here near the end where it was big 22-point lead at one point. Sandusky now leading by six, and that rose pops out. Rebound Lakeville. Got to get it. Shot up with 2 seconds. 1 second. 3-point shot. Half-court shot. No good. And Sandusky escapes 47-41 with your final score over Lakeville. It'll be Sandusky and Cass City, a rematch from earlier this season for the regional championship game. We'll be right back with your post-game report. 47-41. Sandusky wins by six over Lakeville. We'll be right back here on WBGV. 92.5 FM.
Farmers, when spring planting time rolls around, will you be ready? You will be if you get your equipment serviced now before the rush. At Tri-County Equipment, your John Deere dealer, they offer inspections, repairs, and maintenance on all types of equipment. Service work can be done in their shops or in many instances at your home, farm, or work site with their fleet of mobile service trucks. Pickup and delivery is also available. Most of Tri-County Equipment's 11 locations can provide you with comprehensive coverage for all of your agricultural, mowing, and residential equipment service needs. Just call your nearest Tri-County Equipment location to schedule an appointment. Find the location number on the website at tricountyequipment.net/about-us/locations. That's Tri-County Equipment, your John Deere dealer in Sandusky, Marlette, Bad Axe, Carroll, Burton, Lapeer, Fenton, Birch Run, Saginaw, Reese, and Auburn Hills. Visit them online on the website at tricountyequipment.net. Tri-County
Equipment. Tired of your slow internet service that buffers when you're trying to stream a movie? Tired of hearing the internet is out again? Highline has started installing its new fiber to the home service in Sanilac County, and that solves these common internet problems forever. Connect every TV, phone, computer, and more to Highline's internet service, and you'll have the fastest internet connection available anywhere in the U.S. No contracts, unlimited data, and a fiber connection make Highline the best option in the Thumb for your home's internet connection. Visit HighlineFast.com today for more information.
Since
1991, Graff Chevrolet of Sandusky has been serving the Thumb and Blue Water area. The entire Graff team works together to provide you with a perfect car shopping experience. Stop in and talk over your car or truck needs with one of the Graff sales professionals. Get information at a great deal. See the latest Chevrolet cars and trucks. And if they don't have the model you want, you can order it. But more new vehicles are arriving daily. Graff is also your headquarters for certified used vehicles. And if you ever need service, you can depend on the skilled technicians and top technology of the Graff Service Department. For a hometown car shopping experience, it's Graff Chevrolet of Sandusky, located on M46, where they treat you like family.
Graff family, we're making friends.
McKenzie Health System Outpatient Services offers a wide variety of medically prescribed infusion IV therapy treatments that can be life-changing for many. Patients with certain conditions such as anemia, autoimmune disorders, dehydration, gout, infections, inflammatory diseases, iron deficiency, osteoporosis, and non-healing wounds can benefit tremendously from infusion therapy. Fluids, medications, and nutrients are quickly and efficiently delivered to patients through an IV. McKenzie offers antibiotics, supplements such as iron, blood transfusions, and IV hydration treatments are professionally monitored and provided in a relaxing, private, and safe environment with the comforts of home, including warm, heated blankets, restful recliners, TV, and Wi-Fi. To learn more about infusion IV therapy at McKenzie Outpatient Services, including insurance coverage and availability, call 810-648-6165.
Best wishes to the teams in today's game from Dennis McIntyre Insurance. It's no secret that health insurance is one of the biggest expenditures that you'll ever make, and it's also important that you get the right coverage. Dennis McIntyre specializes in health insurance, whether it's for an individual or group coverage. Dennis McIntyre is also certified to sell and assist you on the Affordable Healthcare Exchange. For information, call toll-free 877-648-6730. That's 877-648-6730. For Dennis McIntyre Insurance, serving the Thumb and Blue Water area.
Hello, you're back here on 92.5 WBGV, an exciting game. Exciting finish. Lakeville made this a game for us in the fourth. They fought hard. Young team here. Missed some free throws. They're back right in this. They lose 47-41. Sandusky will move on to regional championship game against Cass City. At the end of the first, 17-16. At the half, 27-16. Seems as though Sandusky had full control, especially at the end of the third, 40-22. 42-22, 20-point lead with about 6:55 to go. 42-30, good lead there, 4 minutes to go, but then they started chipping away at the two-minute mark, 42-34. 1:52 left, a timeout called, 42-36. Lakeville was on a run there, 42-38 with 1 minute left. Got within 2 points, your Astley, with 42 seconds to go. Needed those free throws, couldn't get them in. Sandusky made one out of two to take a three-point lead, 43-40 with 33 seconds to go. But those free throws missed by Lakeville, four straight at one point. Had they made those free throws, they would have tied it up or maybe take the lead.
They would have put them within one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they could have, that would have been a nice foul, and you would have been within three if Sandusky had made those two free throws. So,
great job by Lakeville here. Falcons making this a great, exciting game here in the fourth period alone. Here's your halftime, your post-game stats.
I think we're past halftime, Eddie.
Yes, for Lakeville.
Yeah, let's go through the Lakeville Lady Falcons. They were 12 of 33 from two-point field goal range for 36%, 3 of 10 from the three-point line for 30% total shooting, 15 of 43 for 35%. From the free throw line, 8 of 13 for 62%. For those total 41 points, 8 assists, 4 offensive rebounds, 16 defensive rebounds, 17 fouls total on the night for Lakeville. A lot of those coming in that fourth quarter just because fouling to stop the clock and such when you're trying to get that last shot. 2 blocks, 6 steals, and 20 turnovers for Lakeville tonight.
Mm.
Your leading scorer for Lakeville.
Maybe, at least 25% of those turnovers led to points for Sandusky, at least.
Yeah,
at the very least.
For Lakeville, Katie Holbrook with 2, Stephanie Irwin with 5, Brooke Newberry with 2, Mallory Nevadomsky with 9, and your leading scorer for Lady Falcons is Larissa Gibson, 23 points, 2 assists, 10 rebounds, 3 fouls, and she played a total of 31 minutes and 58 seconds.
She played the whole game?
Pretty much.
Wow.
She had that 2 second out and came right back right in. she got a drink and it was one stop of the clock.
Oh, man. Well, so good comeback there for Lakeville. Larissa Gibson is for real. Kind of led the offense out there, but the other players started to come together there. Young team, I think they're going to do well come next season if they can keep it together. But, oh, boy, they challenged Sandusky here. And, you know, the Cass City coaches here watching this whole game, getting some tips here also for their matchup against Sandusky come regional championship game on Thursday. When we come back, we got your post-game stats, for Sandusky Wolves girls basketball team. With Ashley Winter Palmer, we'll be right back here on 92.5 FM and streaming at sandlackbroadcasting.com. You can find the link on our Facebook and our Twitter at Radio Sandlack.
Best wishes to the area basketball teams and tournament competition from McDonald's of Sandusky and Croswell. They remind you that bagels are back. Take your choice of bacon, sausage, or steak, eggs, and cheese bagels. Be sure to try the new McCrispy sandwich. And back for a limited time only, the ever-popular Shamrock Shake. Your McDonald's favorites can now be delivered right to your home or business with McDelivery by DoorDash. McDonald's of Sandusky and Croswell, where they're hiring smiling faces. Be sure to apply today.
I'm loving it.
Guys are passionate sports fans. In fact, they're so fanatical that our moods and emotions can be linked directly to the wins and losses of our favorite team. But if your team's loss turns into a hole punch through the wall or a remote control chuck through your 4K TV screen, you might be a little too passionate. Fortunately, there's a place to help guys deal with all their feelings like anger, stress, and sadness. At mantherapy.org, you'll find manly tools to help deal with tough life situations like divorce, depression, or a late-game meltdown. So the next time you're feeling down and out, visit mantherapy.org. Therapy, the way a man does it. That's at mantherapy.org.
Hi, this is Jake, technical clerk from the AVS Tech Team Sandusky location. It's well known that keeping your PC safe from spyware, viruses, and hackers is important. However, most people aren't doing enough. During the month of March, you can enter to win a free year of Panda Security from the AVS Tech Team. Two lucky winners will receive a year of premium security protection for their computer, totally free of charge. To enter, simply visit your local AVS Tech Team in Pigeon or Sandusky and fill out an entry form. Whether you're a longtime customer or this is the first time you've heard of us, all are welcome to enter into this Panda Security giveaway.
No purchase necessary to enter. One entry in store per person. For full giveaway rules and conditions, go to evstechteam.com/giveaway. Entries will be accepted through March 31st, and winners will be drawn April 1st, 2023.
Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Now our post-game stats for the victors. Sandusky Wolves girls basketball team with a win 47-41 over this comeback fourth quarter team of Lakeville Falcons. Boy, they made it interesting within 2 points at one point, but Sandusky able to pull away their free throws. Ashley Winter-Palmer with your post-game stats.
For the Sandusky Wolves, they were 15 of 31 from two-point field goal range for 48%, 3 of 16 from the three-point line for 19%, total shooting 18 of 47 for 38%. From the free throw line, they were 8 of 21, missed a lot of free throws tonight for 38%. For those total 47 points on the night, 12 assists, 12 offensive rebounds, 12 defensive rebounds, 12 fouls total for the Wolves, 1 block, 15 steals, and 16 turnovers. Now, I was looking at that 16 turnovers, just 4 less than what Lakeville had, so they caught up pretty quick in that second half.
Because
when we looked at it at halftime, there was a little bit of a gap there. But let's look at the Sandusky scores. Looks like, two high scores tonight. Morgan Tagey with 7. Helena Long with 12. Brooke Jensen with 12. I take that back. Your leading scorer is Grace Giebert with 16 points, 0 assists, 2 rebounds, 3 fouls, and she played a total of 31 minutes and 45 seconds. So only 1, 2, 3, 4 Wolves scoring tonight. To me, that might be something that Coach DeMott looks at.
Yeah.
When you only have 4 in the scorebook, that's kind of odd.
So your leading scorer was?
Grace Keyboard, I suspect.
Grace Keyboard with 16
points. She had three threes, yeah. So,
yep.
Yeah. I do believe this was the 811th win for Aldamont, I think.
Mike said he was going to go count.
I believe it is. He was at 798 when he became the all-time winningest coach, I believe, against USA back in January 6th. I will add that up and make sure, but I think that's where he's at right now, 811 wins. All-time winningest coach here for girls basketball in the state of Michigan right now. So are we complete with that?
We're good. Okay. The one thing I want to add is we're in March Madness now because we're in tournament time. And I don't know. I know it's kind of ugly when you get down to having a win that's, you know, only by a few points and it came down to the wire, but a win is a win. You win in advance. So you just want to get the W. It doesn't matter how you get it. You
right.
need to get it because if you get it, you're moving on, and if you don't, you're going home. So I would say that Sandusky's probably pretty happy just getting the W no matter how they could get it tonight.
That's Ashley Wehner-Palmer. When we come back, we'll close things out here. It was the win for Sandusky. Rematch is set for the regional championship game against Cass City here at Sandusky High School. Sandusky wins 47-41 against the Lakeville Falcons, who really gave a great game here, especially in the fourth with a comeback. But Sandusky able to pull away with their free throws near the end. We'll be right back. Close things out here in WBGV 92.5.
If you need money to start or expand your business, CSET Exchange State Bank. We've been helping businesses grow and prosper in the Thumb area for over 120 years. Hi, this is Steve Blaschel, commercial lender at Exchange State Bank. We offer down-to-earth financing for area businesses, both large and small. We'll be happy to come right to your business and help arrange a loan that's tailored to your needs and budget. We're friends and neighbors focused on doing what's best for our customers and communities. Give us a call and we'll be happy to go to work for you. Exchange State Bank with offices in Carsonville, Port Sanilac, Applegate, Sandusky, Deckerville, and Brown City. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender, and rated a 5-star superior bank by Bauer Financial.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
All right, welcome back. Final score, Sandusky 47, Lakeville Falcons 41. Sandusky girls wins and moves on to the regional championship game, a rematch from earlier in the season on December 6th, where Sandusky lost in overtime against Cass City. And now they'll get another crack at them, this time something that has a lot of meaning here for a regional championship game. On Thursday night, they'll be playing here at Sandusky. And I believe that game will start at 7 o'clock. So, tune in for that for all the live action here on WBGV 92.5 FM. We'll have all that for you on Thursday night. Pre-game will be around 6:30 p.m. also. Join us Thursday night. I do believe Ashley Wehner-Palmer is going to make a trip. Her father's going to be on the floor here for his...
Maybe we shouldn't tell people that.
Okay.
They might not like the calls. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's pretty bad.
Is he?
I don't know.
You mean good, but people don't like the calls. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Ashley, for coming out. Last minute, you're going to text me, and I thank you for coming out.
Hey, we miss a lot of games with weather, and I just feel like I didn't get my fill, so I got to get some more in the postseason.
Got a good one here on a Tuesday night. Mike Gallagher here also. We have a nice write-up on this next week. Maybe we'll put some in this week on Facebook, because that was an exciting game there, Mike. That's great. Now the rematch is set. We'll see. This is for something with Manny. Regional championship game will be back here on Thursday night. Boys district championship game on Friday also, so tune in for that. Here on WBGB 92.5 FM. Thank you for tuning in. And before I leave, the broadcast of tonight's game was a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and CMAC Broadcasting. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSAA and CMAC Broadcasting. You have my permission. Now you got to ask the MHSAA. Thank you for tuning in to High School Sports here on WBGB 92.5 FM. We get back to regular programming here on WBGB 92.5.
M53 or M46, we're always along for the ride. We're local with news, sports, weather, and the Thumb's best country. Country 92.5 WBGV FM, Marlette.